welcome to the 3-Point Stance,
your weekly fantasy football podcast.
From the website of 1320wils.com, I'm Brad.
And I'm his brother Jason. With us, as always, is our stat man, Honest Rob.
How's it going, everyone?
And joining us today in the studio is a friend of the show and a producer on WILS, Scott.
Thanks for having me here, guys.
All right, first up on the 3-Point Stance, we're going to hit our headline story. It's Aaron Rodgers gets a concussion playing his game this week, and then we're going to cover the rest of our injuries, let you know who you need to get out of your lineup.
After that, getting into pickups, if you have some of the injuries that we talk about, look for someone to pick up, get you into your playoffs, through your playoffs, we're going to let you know who some of those players are. All right, Jason, headline story here on the 3-Point Stance, Aaron Rodgers, concussion. They're going to test him on Saturday, see how he's looking, could be out for Sunday. If you have Aaron Rodgers, what does this mean for your fantasy football team?
Well, it means that you really don't know what's going on, unfortunately. Aaron Rodgers, you know, if you have him, you've probably done pretty well throughout the season. He's been a great quarterback all year. Coming up this week, though, he's got the 8 p.m. game against New England, and they're going to test him, you know, a day before that, and this is his second concussion. It's not looking good for him playing, so you really need to have a backup plan coming in to Sunday this week if you've got Aaron Rodgers as your starting quarterback. You know, other than that, I don't know. You really can't plan on rolling with him.
So pretty much it's another situation of coaches not helping fantasy football players at all.
just tell us what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. You got to figure, though, with it being his second concussion of the year, that they're going to be very cautious with him.
Yeah.
And that they're just not going to let him, you know, start.
But at the same time, couldn't you see it as, from their point of view, that they actually have a legitimate shot of going deep in the playoffs, maybe even making the Super Bowl? They need Aaron Rodgers. You saw how bad Flynn played last week.
Flynn is not an option for plugging in if you have Rodgers either. That is not something you want to go with.
So I would almost say I could kind of see them maybe rushing him back. I mean, what do you think, Scott, as far as, you know, the Aaron Rodgers concussion?
You know, I don't think Matt Flynn was that bad for them to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys obviously talking from the fantasy aspect.
Yeah.
You can't put him in there. He's just not going to get you points. They scored on, or their scoring drive was with him in.
Mm-hmm.
So they as a team can use him. Mm-hmm. You as a fantasy player can't.
Right.
So I think they do have the luxury, but like you said, they really do need to make a push for the playoffs because they are not guaranteed a wild card spot by any means. I mean, they could still win the division over the Bears. Nothing's really figured out yet, so they really need him there. Obviously, without any running attack, they have to have a quarterback who can throw.
Yeah, and I think that they kind of thought that, well, at least the fantasy owners thought, with Starks coming in, that there was going to be more of a running game, which you saw. He was pretty much a non-factor as far as the running game goes this week. I don't really see him, even with three running backs, four if you want to count Kuhn, I still don't see them being an elite running team that they can get it done.
Oh, no. I mean, they've got a stable of mediocre backs that can move the ball if you're in a pinch, really, but that's still a pass-first team.
Yeah.
It always will be, as long as they've got, you know, this stable of running backs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you need a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers that can fling it all over the field, and, you know, if they don't have that, then...
And I think that Aaron Rodgers brings a certain level of leadership that they're not going to have out there anymore, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he really is the undoubted on-field general of that team, you know, and they're not going to have that with Flynn. I mean, Flynn just looked confused out there half the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, the Lions, you know, front defensive line, they are good, you know, but still, they made him look like a rookie, you know. So they need to get Aaron Rodgers back as quick as possible. And I think that the whole organization knows that. I think Aaron Rodgers knows that and the team knows that, you know. So
I think they'll push for that. But the thing is, he still has to be medically cleared.
That's true.
And that's going to be the obstacle with it being a second concussion, I think.
So let's hit some of the rest of the injuries here, and then we can get into some of the pickups that we want to get to in case you have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So who are some of the other injuries you want to look out for?
Our next injured quarterback is Tarvaris Jackson. Had a turf toe issue now.
Mm-hmm.
You saw he also collided with Adrian Peterson. They had a little knee-to-knee contact there. So he had a couple different things, but he's coming down with turf toe now. So he's pretty questionable to play this week.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Favre obviously didn't play last week, broke his streak.
Right.
So he's pretty questionable to play. Apparently they picked up Patrick Ramsey now.
Mm.
So, you know, what do you think about the quarterback situation there in Minnesota? It looks to be in flux right now.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of stay away from it if I can. Sidney Rice has looked good the past couple of weeks with Jackson throwing to him. He looked horrible when Brett Favre was there. Percy Harvin, you never know what you're going to get into as far as a migraine goes on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah.
So I think personally that there would be other options out there that you could find in free agency on the waiver wire that I would be more comfortable going with than Ramsey, or I believe they even said Webb might
Joe Webb, I guess, could get some time.
I think you could could find something else out there, maybe on the waiver wire.
I definitely agree. I think don't rely on Tavares, and obviously not on Brett Favre either. I think, you know, just stay away from that and see if you can find some quarterbacks elsewhere. Our next injury, just, you know, sort of talked about it briefly a second ago, is Adrian Peterson mm-hmm. with, you know, that knee contact with Tavares Jackson. Did have to leave the game for a minute there. He did come back in and finish the game, so he's got that knee injury. He's probable to play on Sunday, but he got, I think, 2 points for you in standard scoring. Do you think any of his low production this week was because of this knee injury?
I mean, it's definitely possible. If you're the Vikings organization, you're going to downplay as much as you can. You mm-hmm. know, you want people to have to game plan, you know, to defend Adrian Peterson. He's the best weapon you got. As far as fantasy goes, though, you picked him up more than likely in your draft with the first or second pick, you mm-hmm. know. So is there any way you can really sit Adrian Peterson if you got him, you know? So
I don't know if he's going to be producing like that. I mean, 2 points a week, that's not a starting running back. I mean, you can get better out of, you know, guys sitting on your bench probably.
True. Scott, I mean, what do you think? If you had AP,
you have to play him. And it's kind of the same, almost the same argument we had for Aaron Rodgers, where they need to rush him back. Minnesota, they don't have a quarterback right now. Their quarterback is going to be there to hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson.
That's correct.
So they're going to need, they need their running back to have a heavy workload. Mm-hmm. And you really want that to be Adrian Peterson mm-hmm. if you're forced into that situation. So I see him coming back and getting a lot of carries.
What about Toby Gerhart, the rookie backup for Adrian Peterson? Mm-hmm. If Adrian Peterson is looking doubtful at all, I mean, flex consideration? Or
I'd say maybe flex consideration. Toby Gerhart did have to come in a couple weeks ago and mm-hmm. played pretty well.
Right.
So, I mean, he's shown that he can carry the rock and get some points. Mm. But, you know, he's not Adrian Peterson, obviously. I mean, he's not going to be that type of a production guy. But, I mean,
so
you
pretty
know.
Much super deep league if you're looking at,
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
looking at that.
And, again, only if Peterson is out.
Right.
You know, you don't want to just grab Toby Gerhart and start him if Adrian Peterson is still going to be starting.
The fact that he's probable right now is looking good.
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
have Adrian Peterson, more than likely he'll be in. So, I mean, that's good if you have him on your team. But, you know, just kind of, you sometimes you want to plan for worst case scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
Is moving forward to injuries, who else we got?
Another running back, Sean Green, had a little bit of a neck injury, and he's probable also. Mm. I guess my main question with this one is, do you think this bumps the value of LT? Because LaDainian Tomlinson has looked a little bit down, you know, the past few weeks. Sean Green has been looking a little up. Now
yeah.
now we've got an injury there. Maybe it shifts it back to a little more balanced.
I'm not so high on LT. You know, mm-hmm. like I said, I've seen the decline in the past couple weeks. I've seen Sean Green stepping up, taking that role. And same thing with Adrian Peterson. The fact that he's probable at this point in the week is boding well for you if you have him.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah, I don't think that LaDainian Tomlinson is going to get an uptick from this. If you have Green, I would say you're probably going to start him. And you're probably going to feel pretty confident mm-hmm. About that. Scott, well, what do you think?
You think that we're even going against the Steelers?
As confident as you can feel, I guess, as far as a running back going against the Steelers. And the fact of the matter is, Sanchez has just looked bad,
right,
you know, the
has.
Past couple weeks. And I think that they're kind of getting the point now that if they really want to go anywhere, if they want to make this playoff push, it's going to be through their running game, you know. So I think you're going to see a production load for Green and LT, where they're going to get the ball, I think, more than regularly.
And I believe this was about the time where Sean Green started to become the predominant back in that backfield last season.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And
when they had
really
Thomas Jones.
Point.
Yeah, I'm sort of staying away from all of my Jets. I have LT in a league and dropped him this week for one of my running back pickups. I think he's on the downslope, and I think Sean Green is on the uptick. I don't know if this injury affects it that much. I think maybe just a little, but I think Sean Green is probably still the one you want in the backfield there. Next running back injury up is Chris Ivory had a hamstring issue, actually had to leave the game, and now he's questionable to play this week. What do you think this does for, you know, some of the running backs coming back, like Reggie Bush and Pierre Thomas?
You know my stand on the Saints backfield.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from them as much as possible just because it's just like their passing game.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know who it's going to be. You know, you
very
could have,
yeah.
you know, Pierre Thomas come out with a 100-yard game and Reggie Bush touches the ball three times and Chris Ivory has one. You know, like, I mean, you never know. And at this point in the playoffs, you don't want to play with fire. You know,
I think because
if
of that uncertainty, you really need to stay away from from any back in the, well, really any Saint except maybe Marcus Colston and Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, my question is, though, maybe I can throw this to Scott here. If you have to start one of the three running backs in New Orleans, who are you going to go with?
I couldn't make a pick. Because it's like you said, there's so many options on that offense, and throwing the tight ends, if Shockey's healthy enough to play. And I mean, I had to pick
Jimmy Graham there.
Had to pick up Lance Moore. And I have to play him every now and then. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a guess of who's going to get the catches, because you really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, Drew Brees is the constant.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if he knows who he's throwing to all the time. He's just like, okay, I've got the Y over here, the Z over here. They're running this route. I don't know which name it is. And he just kind of tosses it up. So you can't really pick any of those guys.
Yeah. Jason, if you had to start one of the running backs, who are you going with?
I guess this week I'd probably go with Pierre Thomas, just because it's looking pretty iffy for Ivory to play. And I don't trust Reggie Bush to be a main back there. I don't expect him to be a primary role type of guy. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, if you're looking at who's going to get the carries, I think it's probably Thomas.
Okay.
So, I mean, go with the percentages. At least if he's getting the carries, he's got the chance for the yards. I mean,
well, hopefully you're not in that situation. If you do, you might not be listening to us next week because you might be out of your playoffs. But we appreciate
it. I'd say listen to pickups and see if you can grab another running back. But our last running back injury is going to be Beanie Wells. Had a stomach illness and left the game.
He's got something new every week.
He had a tummy ache, and so he left the game.
Too much candy. It's too much candy before the game.
What kind of an NFL player has a tummy ache and leaves the game,
well,
honestly?
Technically, I guess you could say Matt Castle had a tummy ache.
He just required surgery, though. So Beanie Wells should be back this week. He's probable to play, just because that stomach illness should be behind him.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your Arizona running backs? Are you hanging with Beanie Wells? Or are you flipping over to Tim Hightower?
No, I'm taking Hightower, actually. Yeah. If you go back and look at the stats of what happened last week, it was pretty clear Hightower is the guy there, you know, and I think that the Cardinals organization in general, I think, see that it's something new with Wells every week. You know, it's, his knees messed up, and then he got a shot, and it was allergic reaction to that, and now he's got a tummy ache. Yeah, and then his tooth hurt. I mean, it's like, it's something new with him every week. So I think that they realize, okay, Hightower is not a franchise player, but he is a good player. Mm-hmm. He can block well, he can catch the ball out of the backfield, and he's a decent runner. Mm-hmm. So if we have this guy that we know consistently will be there, why not roll with them? You know, I think that's kind of where the Cardinals are at right now. So if I had to choose between Hightower and Wells, I'm taking Hightower.
I agree. I would definitely go with Hightower in that situation. Switching over to wide receiver injuries now, we got a couple of giant wide receivers that are injured. Steve Smith had knee surgery and is now out for the season. And Mario Manningham has a hip flexor injury and is now questionable to play. So what does this do for you in terms of like Eli Manning and Hakeem Nicks, players like that?
I think you got to, if you've been rolling with Manning, I kind of think you have to keep rolling with him. You know, I mean, I don't know if there's really any other player out there that can get you the kind of production that he can at the quarterback position. Sure, we'll talk about some in our pickups, but, you know, he's the kind of guy that can go out there and throw three touchdowns to Hakeem Nicks and one to Kevin Boss, maybe even two, you know.
That's the problem, is that he can do that, but he hasn't been.
Yeah.
The past 2 weeks, he's been very, very down. Just to wrap up our injury section here, a couple of the wide receivers that had some injuries and are now on IR, actually, is Lee Evans had an ankle injury. He's on IR now. And then Deion Butler broke his leg and is now on IR. So definitely get those guys out of your lineup.
Definitely.
All right, next up on the three-point stance, we're going to do our pickups of the week. We're going to do a little different format this week. I'm gonna throw out a few players at a position, then I'm going to give it to Brad and Scott here, and they can sort of pick one of them that they like the best out of that grouping.
Alrighty.
And tell you what they think about that player. So first up, Brad, we're going to talk about quarterbacks since we had the Aaron Rodgers injury. My three quarterback pickups this week are Alex Smith, Jason Campbell, and Kerry Collins, sort of in that order for me. What do you think about any of those?
That's a big suck fest right there, if you ask me.
You wanted to add Drew Stanton.
That's true. I do like Drew Stanton. Here's the thing. Kerry Collins actually looked decent. It's hard for me to endorse a Titans player because their just entire team is a train wreck right now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, with like Alex Smith, I've seen Alex Smith. I've trusted Alex Smith before, and it's gotten me absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to endorse him. And Jason Campbell, he's got a lot of talent around him, but it's Jason Campbell, and it's the Oakland Raiders, and they're a running team. So
they're definitely a running team.
I think out of those, I would, as much as it pains me, I think I got to go with Kerry Collins, based on the weapons that he has with Washington, Britt coming back, and if somehow he can get Moss involved, he obviously has a love affair with the tight end, threw two touchdowns to him. So out
and
of
one
those,
to another tight end there, I think.
Yeah, so out of those three, which if you have to pick for those three, I'm sorry, but I think I would go with Kerry Collins.
All right, so Brad's going for Kerry Collins. I think I'd probably go for Alex Smith out of those three.
Well, I'd take Jason Campbell. So
there you go. There you go. We are a model of decision making right here. Moving on to our running backs. My three pickups for running back, I'm going to throw this to you, Scott, are going to be Tim Hightower, Ryan Torrain, and Rashad Jennings.
Oh, man. I would throw Jennings out because he had 100 yards on eight carries. Yeah, it wasn't very many. Yeah. He busted a couple of long ones. Looked good.
But he has had a touchdown in three straight games now.
Yeah, but MJD is that back there.
Yeah.
And when you have such a dominant number one, I feel bad going with the number two. Ryan Terrain looked really good.
Yeah.
And he was good earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. But like you guys are saying, with Hightower, he's going to get a lot of carries. But I kind of do the same thing you guys do. I take entire teams and I just throw them away. And the Cardinals are almost in that spectrum there. So I would actually go with Terrain. He had a solid week last week. He had solid weeks before
before the injury there and everything, yeah.
And you know, it's the same thing. You're kind of playing with fire when you're playing with Mike Shanahan running backs because you never know. It's not as bad as the Saints, but kind of the same type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I would honestly feel pretty confident just because, like Scott was saying, Ryan Terrain looked good before the injury, mm-hmm. you know, and when he comes back and obviously killed in carries compared to all the other running backs.
Yeah, he had 24 carries this week.
Yeah, I think that he's going to be the guy there. So, yeah, I think I would have to go with Ryan Terrain as well.
Okay. Moving on to our wide receiver pickups. Brad, I'm going to throw this one to you. Mm-hmm. What I have listed is David Nelson, Aurelius Ben, and Stephen Logan for wide receiver pickups.
Whew. I think I would have to go with Aurelius Ben. He's looked pretty good the past couple of weeks. I think Logan is an interesting pickup if you get kick return yards in your league. The Lions have kind of been using him more as a running back, and he's actually had really good gains when he has been in there. Honest Rob, do you have some stats on Logan?
Yeah, thanks, Brad. I sure do. Interesting, like you were talking about using him as a running back. His eligibility is wide receiver. Mm-hmm. He has had no catches this season. He has had 9 rushes for 73 yards, so he's had 10 fantasy points for the season in standard scoring without return yardage. Mm-hmm. So he's not really getting a whole lot of carries, but if that trend starts to improve over the last few weeks of the season here, he might be a legitimate threat there. Mm-hmm. Also, he's had 45 kick returns for 1,294 yards and a touchdown, and 27 punt returns for 323 yards. Mm-hmm. So if you do get return yardage, you have to count that in. He's getting the returns.
And he is the number one kick returner in the league right now, which is and the Lions obviously lining him up as a running back. They're trying to find more ways to get him the ball.
Yeah, definitely. He's a dynamic player like that. It just depends, I think, on how your league scores.
If you have kick returns in your league, I would probably go with Logan. If not, I would say for standard scoring leagues, probably Aurelius Ben, I think, would be your best bet.
I agree with the Aurelius Ben pick, definitely. I think defenses are sort of starting to figure out what Mike Williams in Tampa Bay there is all about, so they're covering him more.
Yeah.
And then they're, freeing up Aurelius Ben a little bit there, I think.
Okay.
For our last section here in pickups, I'm going to throw this one to you, Scott, is our tight ends. Tight ends have been very banged up this year.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're still hurting at tight end, I got two pickups here for you. One is Owen Daniels, and the other one is Bo Scaife. Scott, what do you think about either of those?
Oh, man, makes me happy that I have Tony Gonzalez. they're both, I would put them almost the same because they're always injured, but when they are playing, they're pretty reliable guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think there's a big enough difference between the two to really, maybe 1 point between the two. And I'm just going to say, don't take my personal, even if I were to endorse one, just don't pay attention because my tight ends have been terrible. So,
all right,
take that for what you will.
I'll go in and say if I had to pick one of these two guys, I think I'd probably go with Daniels just because I think he's the one that's going to get more consistent production. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what you need at this point in the year in the playoffs. You don't want a guy who's going to get you 15 one week and, two the next week.
And the thing is Joel Dreeson still going to play a role in that Texans offense? But I watched the game. Mm-hmm. And I believe Daniels was targeted 12 times. So Schaub's looking for him, and you always want a tight end that the quarterback is looking for. Mm-hmm. So I think out of those two, I would probably have to go with Daniels as well. Okay, that's going to do it for segment one here on the 3-Point Stance. Remember, guys, we want to hear from you. You can send us an email at the3pointstance. That's the number 3, not the word 3, at gmail.com. Make sure you guys check out segment 2. Talk about top performers of the week and also who are your flex players for your playoff positions.